Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I want to discuss awareness. Why is it important for us to be aware of our surroundings? You know, it's not until we hear some sort of horrible news story about something that happens to someone else when we begin to think, well, maybe I should be more aware. Maybe I should concentrate more. Maybe I should be on my phone less. Maybe I should be more mindful of where I am and the situation at hand. But it's interesting how you can see a news story or hear about it from someone, and you'll employ the awareness concept for a couple of hours or a few days, but we end up going back into that same routine. We go back into the routine of not paying attention. We go back into the routine of being oblivious to where we are. And we go back into that routine of being constantly on our cell phone. I don't know about you, but I live in a big city. And if you live in a big city, you know there's a lot of people that walk in a big city. And lately, in the last few years, I can't tell you how many times I had to stop on a dime in my car as fast as I could to not hit somebody who was walking, actually when they didn't have the walk sign, with their face buried in their cell phone. And I remember beeping my horn, and I hated to do it, but I had to. And they looked up scared and freaked out, and they didn't even realize what was going on. Well, there's a time that we have to be aware. And I really feel, quite honestly, that our awareness needs to be at all times. You know, whether we're aware of where we are, whether we're aware of who we're spending time with, whether we're aware of our internal being, our energy, how we're feeling, keeping a monitor on those things that are so important. One way or another, we must be aware. And so why do we do it? How do we do it? And why is it so important? Because I know we hear about those horror stories, the stories of the women, you know, getting accosted in the parking lots when they're going shopping. We hear people being taken. We hear people being taken. We hear, you know, all kinds of different things happening around us. And there's a lot of truth to that. When we're not paying attention, bad things can happen. I think a lot of times we think that bad things can happen when we're outside of our country. But that's just not the case. It can happen anywhere. But is it all based on fear? No. I think we can look at this from a fear-based concept and say, you know what, out of fear, out of the fear of the unknown, out of the fear of being snatched, out of the fear of having this happen, out of the fear of being mugged, out of the fear of being whatever, out of that fear, I feel like I need to have some sort of awareness. But I think it's more than that. I think the fear can help some of you out there, because that's the only way that you're going to accept being aware in your situation, because it's based on that fear, because that's the only way that you'll do it. For me, my whole life is based on love. It's not based on fear. I think when you enter that fear factor and that contributes to your day-to-day life, I think it's more of like you're acting out instead of being able to go with the flow and being able to be yourself. And so let's talk about that real quick, because I think that when we focus on fear, I don't think that's a good thing. But I think that in the back of your mind, you need to realize that bad things can happen. Okay? Not everything is unicorns and rainbows. And when we open ourselves up to things like that, when we're not being aware, when we're not being mindful, we put ourselves in a particular situation that could be okay, or it could be quite volatile. And one thing that's really important is that I've seen a lot of people who are highly intoxicated, who are carrying on and doing their thing, completely oblivious to the outside world, you know, going from bar to bar or club to club or whatever is happening. And quite honestly, they're a target. Okay? And I'm just telling you this because you need to know the truth. You know, if you've had some to drink and you're not paying attention and you're on your phone and what's going on, you are a target. There should be a target on your back that says bullseye, okay? And so you really need to be aware in these situations. And I'm not getting down on anybody for having a glass or two of wine, but I am suggesting the fact that oftentimes under the influence, people are not aware, okay? And if you are somebody who is under the influence often, you might want to be making some changes to your habits. Because I found that, you know, whether or not you're accosted and you're under the influence, or you're kind of made an example when you're under the influence, either way, you're a target. And I found that being under the influence makes it even more difficult to take care of oneself. So, you know, you already have this going for you. You already have some other things happening. The last thing you want to do is to be under the influence and add to the inability or incapability of taking care of oneself. And I've realized how important it is to have your faculties. I've realized how important it is to be able to focus and be mindful and to know exactly what's going on at all moments, to be aware of your surroundings. You know, it's interesting because when you become more aware of your surroundings, you become more aware of people, places, and things. So it's not just about the surroundings. You become more aware of the people you spend time with. I find it very interesting how a lot of people spend time with people that do not care about them. A lot of people spend time with people who do not care about them. Or those people care more about themselves than anybody else. And I find it very interesting why that is. Because oftentimes we haven't taken any time to be thoughtful and haven't taken a moment to really focus on the dynamics of that actual relationship. Because we have to be aware of the dynamics of the relationship, you understand that? In order to be aware, we have to be what? We have to be mindful. We have to be in the moment. We have to listen. That's one thing that I find that most people can't do is they can't seem to listen. They don't know how to listen. They don't know how to figure out how to listen. They have an inability to listen. And quite honestly, the inability to listen puts people into places that they probably shouldn't be. And it's interesting. Recently, I had a situation and, you know, when you're being crystal clear about certain things and somebody apparently wasn't paying attention at all, it can be extremely frustrating. And I've realized that I really listen. When I'm listening to something, no matter if it's a personal thing, a friendship, or a business deal, I am listening intently to what is being said. Okay? Because I'm not going to just agree to something and later on realize that I agree to something that I am not either prepared to do or incapable of doing or not going to do. And I found that a lot of people do not pay attention to details at all. Okay? It's just something they don't do. They don't pay attention to details at all. And that to me is a challenge. And that to me is a problem, because if you can't pay attention to details and you're not listening to the details, then how much of the rest of your life are you not listening to as well? And I think that's important. And I'm not getting down on anybody, but what I'm saying is that beginning to listen to what people say instead of thinking about what you're going to say, or instead of like coming up with the best comeback, or instead of thinking about what happened yesterday, when you actually become mindful and just listen to what people say, you can learn a lot about the other person. You can learn a lot about the other person in a way that you never dreamed. Because oftentimes we see people as enigmas, right? But they're really not. They'll tell you exactly who they are. But the biggest problem is most people aren't listening when they're telling you who they are. I think this show is going to be very impactful for anybody that's been kind of sitting on the fence with this awareness. Also, anybody that knows somewhat about being mindful but not exactly know how to put it into practice, this will benefit you. As well as anybody that finds themselves on their cell phone in public without paying attention, this is a big deal. Okay? We have this one life to live, and you want to live it well, and you don't want to be in danger, and you don't want to be in harm's way. And if that's the case, then you really need to listen to this show. If you haven't already, please do check out the website AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, as well as check out my latest TV show on Amazon Prime. It's called The Celebrity Perspective. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Some really amazing interviews with some of your favorite celebrities. And in the middle of the show, we do a one-of-a-kind thing. We actually switch seats on camera, and the celebrity asks me, the therapist, personal questions of how to make their life better, how to be more successful, and how to be happier. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive achieve patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. So I'm asking the question, why is awareness of one's surroundings so important? To take that a step further, why is being aware and mindful in our day-to-day practices even more important? And how is it that when we're aware of our surroundings and we become more aware of our surroundings, we become more aware of people, places, and things in our life? Interesting. Let's talk about that. You know, I find it very interesting because I find that most people, the majority of people, aren't very aware. It's very obvious, okay? For somebody that is very mindful and very aware, it's very obvious. Because I see people in places and parties and restaurants, and they are oblivious to what's going on around them. I have literally seen people standing right next to somebody that is so intoxicated they are about to fall down and security is right behind them that they're not even aware of it. Okay? I've actually seen people walk right in the middle of a fight and not aware of it. Because what? They're not aware. And I find it very interesting. And those same people, usually, if some of them, I've talked to some of my clients, I've spoken to a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends that are unaware, those same unaware people, have a tendency of finding trouble. They end up spending time with people that use them, take advantage of them. They end up finding themselves in positions and places they do not want to be at. And they find hardship. And so this show is here dedicated to helping anybody out there who wants to be more mindful, wants to be more aware, wants to limit the options of being unsafe. Limit and lower the options of having accidents, both vehicular accidents and just falling and slipping and falling accidents. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people slip and fall that if they were just paying more attention, it would have never happened. Okay, just never happened. And I'm not talking about people under the influence right now. I'm just talking about, you know, normal people going through their day-to-day job, falling. I mean, one thing I've seen people is fall up the stairs. Very hard to do, but can be done. But how many people have fallen up the stairs that were mindful? And I know we all have a lot of stuff going on in our lives. I understand that. I know that we're all busy. But I'm working on trying to filter out the things that are unnecessary. And I'm working about an 80-hour week every week, and it is a lot, and it's overwhelming sometimes. And I'm trying to cut out anything that's not necessary, but there's still so much. And I know some of you have 2 and 3 jobs. I mean, I consider myself having 3 jobs. And it's hard and it's tough. But at the same time, if we're not mindful of our surroundings and mindful of what we're doing and aware, we could get hurt, something bad could happen, and all that other stuff will fall by the wayside. I mean, there's a lot on our plates. We got a lot on our plates, and so I understand that, but if something physical was to happen to you, for example, you fell and you broke your leg. Think about the impact of that on your life. And to be able to not have that happen, to be able to forego that, is priceless. And that's what I'm talking about on today's show. We got to slow it down a bit. We got to be aware. We got to be observant. We got to be mindful. We got to be in the now. All these things are highly important. Because if you get there and you're aware, and I'm not talking about being hyperly aware, you know, like, I mean, I'm pretty hyper aware all the time, but, you know, I'm not talking about being on edge. I'm talking about just being aware of who's moving around you, who's walking behind you, the general attitude and feeling of where you are, the people surrounding you, what's taking place around you. All these things are extremely important. And I'll give you a good example. I mean, a lot of this stuff might not even impact you ever, but some of it might. Okay? Some of it might. And oftentimes you'll hear the stories on the news when somebody was impacted in a very negative way, they never saw it coming. Do you see what I'm saying? And I know that things happen, but how often do you actually get a red flag? Probably more often than you think. But how often do we overlook it? More often than you think. So, it was interesting. Last night I was pulling up to my house. It was around 10:58 p.m., something like that. And I remember I was very aware of this guy pulling in and then backing up into this area. And I was very aware of this other guy walking across the street to meet him. And I realized that I was being aware of what is obviously a drug deal happening at that moment. Not that anybody was violent, not that anything was going down. Everybody seemed very calm, but it was good to know what was happening around me and to be aware of it. Do you see what I'm saying? And I think you got to be aware of everything. No matter what it is, it could have an impact in your life. And if you're aware of it before they're aware of you, or at least at the same time, you have the ability to move on with your life. You have the ability to kind of take off, whatever you got to do, but you're not stuck in the middle of it. I find it very interesting, you know, when I have clients that come into my office and say, you know, like something bad happened to them and they just never saw it coming. And I think one of the things you want to do is wherever you are, especially when you're in public and you're not at home, safe and sound, whatever, I think you need to be aware of how much time you're on the phone. That phone is it's a time sucker. That phone sucks our life out of us if overused. And I have a tendency of using it quite a bit. And, I mean, the ability to be aware of one's surroundings is definitely decreased. Oftentimes, a lot of people don't realize that being on the phone actually increases your stress level. To some degree, a lot of times, because a lot of us are dealing with work and frustrations and boss and all this kind of stuff that can cause problems. And another thing is that it just takes you out of being in the now. It takes you out of being in the moment. You're now on the sidelines of life. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be walking in like a construction area that's a big high rise over your head that's in a hard hat area with your cell phone and no hard hat, right? Just walking around aimlessly. You know what I mean? That's basically what we're doing all the time when we're doing that anyway. And I've seen people walk out in the middle of traffic. I've seen people on the phone, you know, running red lights, almost getting hit. I've seen people get hit, you know, and I've seen people say, well, they were on the phone. And this is a big deal. It's starting to become what I would consider an epidemic, okay? I recently had an email sent to me with a couple of videos from some ladies out of Florida who were talking about the human trafficking situation. And, you know, you really need to think about this. One of the ladies was talking about how, you know, she thought it was just young ladies, you know, being trafficked, but apparently that's not the case. There's a lot of things going on. There's some people being snatched, apparently, and there's some people talking about it. And, you know, and I didn't realize, like, the epidemic until I started, like, kind of going online and researching and doing that stuff. But, you know, ladies, even gentlemen out there, you got to be smart. You know, you got to be smart. You know, you got to be aware. If somebody's following you, you need to know that. If somebody's, you know, following you through a store, waiting outside for you, you need to be aware of that. You're not going to be aware of that if you're on the phone, You know, if you got your head in the sand and you're not focusing on your surroundings. And that's just the fear factor. I mean, you know, the fears can be real to some people, but let's get out of that fear and let's look at the safety, just the general safety and security of an individual by being more aware. I'm able to be more aware when I drive. I'm more aware of my surroundings. I know how far the car behind me is and how far the car in front of me is. I'm aware of these things, and because of being aware of these things, I have the ability of doing what? Avoiding accidents. I can actually avoid accidents. And that is awesome. And that's what's so great, because guess what? I can see it before it happens. I can see it before it happens. And I'm not saying this happens every single time. You're going to be able to see it every single time. But if you're aware and you are using your faculties and your consciousness in the operation of driving your vehicle and paying attention to everybody around you, you got the best chance of not getting in an accident. You have the best chance of avoiding an accident. Do you see what I'm saying? And a lot of people aren't thinking about that. They're trying to do 100 things at one time. And I don't know a lot of people that can do 100 things at one time, especially doing 100 things at one time well. Some people can do a lot of things at one time and all, but it's not very good. So by focusing on that, it can be very powerful. And by focusing on just being aware of your surroundings, that focus through practice begins to be something that you parlay into a lifestyle. And so you're the kind of person that knows where they are, no matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are in the world. And then you begin to be able to feel and understand and be mindful of the people around you. You know, we are, what is it, the sum of the five people we spend the most time with? So you might want to begin to be aware of the people you're spending the most time with. Are they the people you want to spend time with? Do they have your values at heart? Do they have your values at heart? Think about that. Very interesting stuff there. Because if they don't, you might want to rethink who you're spending time with. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I'm discussing being aware. Why it's so important to be aware of your surroundings, but even more than that. Why it's important to be aware of the people you spend time with, the places you're at, and the things you're around, and how that directly impacts your life. Our lives are sequences of events. And these events can either be positive, negative, or neutral. And, you know, and I mean, it's all within your, you know, perspective or perception of it, but really positive, negative, or neutral. And depending on how we understand our surroundings, depending on how we understand who we are, depending on the impact that we have in our own environment, directly relates to the impact that we have in our life. If we're walking around completely oblivious and unaware, we're more of the victim, because something's going to happen to us. And it's just the way it is. You know, whether it's a car accident or getting hit or getting hurt or being accosted or whatever it is, something is going to happen. And it's probably not going to be that pleasant. And so the fear thing is obvious, but why would we want to even go down that path if we have the ability to be aware? Why would we even want to venture down that path if we have the ability to change it? Doesn't make a lot of sense. We have the opportunity to make the change. We have the opportunity to make a choice. That choice directly reflects and relates to what the outcome is. Okay. So there's been a lot of changes I've made in the last 5 years of my life. You know, one of the biggest things is just being aware all the time. And I've always been constantly aware pretty much my whole life. But I've become more aware and aware and aware of people's actions. So once you kind of go past the awareness of surroundings and you've got that under your belt, you know, you're being mindful. You put the phone up. You're not trying to be a thousand things at one time. You recognize that it's important to know what's happening. You're paying attention, you're being aware, you're paying attention to your breathing, you're part of the situation, you're part of the solution, not the problem, you're being mindful, you're being in the moment. Being mindful means being in the moment. So you're being in the moment, you're one with the situation, you're being in that moment, you're in the moment, you're doing this stuff, it's really powerful. And so once you get there, with the surroundings, you begin to be there and realize that you can do that with people too. There's a lot of great people out there. There's also a lot of people out there that are going to waste your time. There's also a lot of people out there that aren't your friends, okay? They aren't your friends. And unfortunately, we have a tendency of spending time with people that don't have our best at heart. Unfortunately, sometimes we have a tendency of spending time with people that care more about themselves than you. And it's not until you're aware of someone's persona, their agenda, their personality, can you actually grasp that. It was interesting. I recently had a situation that was brought to my attention from a friend of mine, and she got hurt from something that happened. She was at an event and went to say hi to somebody that was her friend, and a person that was hanging out with the person that they said hi to stopped them from saying hi, put their hand in their face and gave, you know, was like, you know, you can't talk to them. It was a very irrational type situation that was going down. And the person I know just wanted to say hi and was feeling bad and got their feelings hurt because this stuff went down. And it's interesting because it's interesting to the roles that we begin to play when we're around certain personalities. I want you to kind of wrap your brain around that. Have you ever been in a friendship where you felt like you had to take care of the other person? Have you ever been in a friendship where you felt like you had to basically secure or be there as an advisor for the other person? Because if it's not just a true friendship, like you're a friend and I'm a friend and I like you and you like me, but it is like all these roles you take on, you need to step back and analyze, why am I taking on this particular role with this particular person? Okay? And I've realized that unless something is pure in nature and pure in truth, it's not real. It's based on some sort of matrix construct, based on either a combination of personality disorders, whether that's narcissism or what have you. It's also based on like on a win-loss type situation. And I feel like some people spend time with folks that actually don't really care about them, but they're unaware of it because they want so badly to be that person's friend. Does that make sense? I mean, I've done it before where I wanted so badly to be someone's friend. Like, I really cared about them and I really thought they were awesome. And it was like, now I look back at it, it's like I was starstruck or something. You know, I was like, oh, I'll do anything for this person. And the crazy thing is that person would do nothing for me. I mean, even if they had to lift one finger and, like, say one syllable, that might be too much for that person. But I wasn't paying attention to their actions. I was just paying attention to my feelings. Like, oh my gosh, this person's so great. But in reality, our relationship was kind of a joke. And I want you to begin to pay attention to those types of things because, you know, oftentimes in life, we're kind of wrapped up in the way we feel, but we're not considering what's really happening around us. And I know that most of us want to see the best in other people. And I get that. And I do that myself. But a lot of times when I do that, sometimes I forego the red flags. I don't see the reality of the situation. Instead, I see what I want to see. And eventually, we have to take that veil of ignorance off and realize who's really there for you and who's not. And I spent a year of my life, this was about 17 and a half years ago, I spent a year of my life not dating, celibate. And I learned a lot about myself. And I'm not recommending this for everybody. You know, it's definitely not the quick thing. It's not that, you know, it's not the get quick on figuring it out. This is kind of like the long, arduous process of getting real with oneself. But what I did learn was so powerful. And it's made me more aware of the people around me because I realized that I began to love me for me. I began to love me for me. I began to love being around me. And that was awesome. And I realized I don't need to be around other people. I can choose to be around other people. I can choose to be around them. It's okay. But I don't need it. And that's a very powerful stance to be at. When you're in that type of stance, of that type of internal power, you don't need it. And that's what I think is so valuable, is that when you begin to realize your personal power, you begin to realize that you don't have to just take scraps from other people. You don't have to take the crumbs from other people. Do you see what I'm saying? And that to me is extremely powerful. And I find it very interesting. And I think that it's a powerful position to be in. And so when you begin to realize people's idiosyncrasies, their personalities, you begin to see their actions. And their actions are antithetical to really being your friend. That's a red flag. When things are done that are disrespectful, another red flag. But you have to be willing to actually see the truth. You have to be willing to see the truth, and you have to be willing to act from that. And it's not about calling someone out necessarily. It's just about being real, letting it go, moving on. And you have to be able to do that, and the only way you can do that is by recognizing the fact that you don't need that relationship in your life. And so the codependency factor has to not be there. Because if the codependency factor is there, then, well, we got another problem. And it's something you want to think about. And so when I return, I'm really going to be talking a little bit about how being aware, which is being mindful, how that mindfulness can transform your life into a powerful life that is your life. Not trying to be other people, not trying to outdo other people. And the big thing is to stop the comparison. And it's so hard. Stopping the comparison is so challenging. It just is. I mean, I've been working on that for a long time, but I'm doing it. But it's challenging. It's really, really challenging. But if you can do it, the only way to do it is by being mindful. And if you can do it, you will embrace an amazingly beautiful life that will bring you joy and happiness and gratitude on a daily basis. Stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to be explaining how to do that. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Throughout today's show, I've been talking about being aware of your surroundings, about being aware of people, places, and things, and really focusing on being mindful in your life, and how to take that mindfulness and graduate to a place of power, a place that can be fulfilling, filled with gratitude, love, happiness, the things that we all dream of, but the things that we have access to right now if we just allow it. It's interesting because I find that the more powerful we are, the less we look at other people to validate us and the less we look at other people to not validate us. I think it's interesting because right before the break, I was talking about the powerful position of being in your life, being mindful to be in the right place at the right time, and all that stuff is very powerful stuff and can only be done when we're conscious of our surroundings, when we're aware and conscious of the people we're around, and we understand the power of our choices, then and only then can we get to a place of non-comparison. Now, this is one of the most challenging places to be. It really is. You hear people talk about not comparing themselves. Well, you know what? A lot of that's just talk. A lot of it is just merely talk. And I find it very interesting. I find it very interesting because a lot of people are just talking with really nothing happening. Okay? They talk and they talk about not comparing themselves, but in reality, behind closed doors, that's what they're doing. So let's talk about why we shouldn't compare ourselves and how to realize that. Because we all know we're not supposed to. Because it makes us unhappy and sad and jealous and da 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 da, and the list goes on. But we just don't know how to stop. The world has made it very convenient for us to try to be like other people. Whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. It's like you can't get away from it. So what do? Okay, the first thing when you're becoming more mindful and aware, which means that you're aware of your surroundings, you're part of it, you're in it, you're not on the sidelines, you're not on the phone the whole time, you're not thinking about the past or the future, you're actually in the present moment, you're letting go of those negative thought patterns, and you know what you're doing in the process? You're focusing on the immediate now, which really helps not only lessen the impact of depression, because depression is really had in the past and in the future, right? It's really not had in the exact moment. If you really, really think about what I just said, this will impact you for the rest of your life. This actual statement can change your life forever. Depression exists in the past and the future. That's powerful. And one of the ways that I find people to be very depressed is by the comparison of other people, seeing what other people have that you don't have, whether it's the finances, the education, the children, the family, the marriage, the house in France, whatever it is that they have, seeing that and being impacted by that and feeling bad about the things that you don't have is a place that a lot of people are. I've been there many times, more times than I can count. But why do I want to sit there and think about the past? Because that'll just depress me. So think about it. How do we stop this? Well, the first thing we have to realize is that when we compare ourselves to others, it is just merely an illusion. It is merely an illusion that has been designed to make us feel uncomfortable, not powerful, small, right? Powerless. And all that is an illusion because what happens is that we're putting a lot of power into what somebody else is presenting, not necessarily who they are. The proof is in the pudding, but you can't figure that out unless you're actually in their life, walking and talking in their shoes and in their skin, you know, body, their transport. You can't figure that out. So that's just you thinking you're just not good enough. They've got to be better than me because they're always better than me. And you got to look back at that negative thought process. And what I found is that when you're spending a lot of time with people that you feel like you got to compare yourself to, then there's a problem. And you got to check yourself, and you also got to check the people you're with. Because usually that's a byproduct of something that they're feeling. Remember, we have a tendency of taking on other people's feelings. We do. And that can impact us a lot. And so being aware of that, it's an illusion, right? It's an illusion. Also being aware that the time that we actually spend comparing ourselves to others is the time that you can be using for yourself. That's the time that you can be using for yourself to impact your own life, to do things for yourself, to be there for yourself, to be powerful for oneself, and to really be strong and consistent with one's needs. When we're strong and consistent with our own needs, we actually propel ourselves forward. When we propel ourselves forward, we are powerful and strong, and we strengthen ourselves, and we become more resilient instead of really, like, breaking ourselves down. The more we compare and the more problems we find with ourselves, the more we break ourselves down. And last but not least is that we have to find our own personal power and quit looking toward other people as powerful. Everybody has their own personal power if they allow it. However, we have a tendency of seeing how other people's power obviously looks more than our power. We feel as though that person's better than us, that they have more on the ball, they're more this, they're more that. But in reality, what we're doing on that situation is we're devaluing ourselves. We're telling ourselves internally that we're not good enough. We stop working on ourselves, and we look at that other person as having everything. Then the jealousy comes in, and jealousy is a byproduct of fear. The fear that somebody else is going to be better, the fear that somebody else is going to have everything we don't have, the fear that we're like losers, and the fear that this is never going to work for us. And so when we become more mindful, we realize that we really have to harbor our energy and power within and realize that we have it, but we just have to realize it's there. Okay? Like, I'm not just saying you have it and you don't have it. You do have it. You just got to know that it's there. You got to find it. I can't find it for you. I know it's there, and I'm telling you it's there, and I'm being honest with you, but you have to find it on your own. And the only way you find it on your own is by going within and being mindful and spending time with you instead of focusing on everybody else around you. And also realizing that life, to some degree, is a bit of an illusion. Okay? And if we sit tight and we realize that we can't live in the past and we can't live in the future and we got to live in the now, that's when you begin to figure out who you are. The distractions go away. The illusions go away. The comparisons go away. The unconsciousness begins to go away. And all of a sudden reveals the powerful position you're in, the power that you have within you, and the goodness that you can radiate to others. Because you need to use that power in a good, positive way. You need to use that to impact society, to better our world, to be there for other people, but also to be there for yourself. You have the ability and the power to help other people, to impact the world, and to challenge other people to think, but you have to do it for yourself first. If you don't do it for yourself first, you can't do it for other people. Put the oxygen mask on first before putting on your child. Think about that, because if you don't put the oxygen on first, you're not breathing. You can't help other people. Realize the power of your breath and your power. Use it today. Don't forget to live your true life and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.